had a 600 gallon tank out here, and you always kept gas, but I don't use much gas, so I don't keep it.
Yeah, he had tractor gas.
Yes, underground. We used it in our Jeep and truck. They allowed us to use it in our Jeep and truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get gas for the car in town, get ethyl for it.
Mm-hmm.
But HC we'd use in there.
You don't need ethyl anymore for you, really.
I don't. That's what I've always put in it.
You don't need it anymore. The gas is so much better than it was when they made the car. That's
I don't know whether, I just always used ethyl in it. I guess though that HC would do all right.
Say about 4 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
When you bought the car, probably ethyl was about 92 octane, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe even 90.
Yeah. And I bought it at 51. Bought it at 51.
Regular is at least that much.
Well.
I have an old Packard.
Uh-huh.
I burn regular in it.
You burn regular in it?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of difference in regular and ethyl.
Oh, you bet. There is in price.
Yes.
But not too much in octane. Well, still in octane, but when they made the thing, the ethyl was, say, here and the regular was here.
Yeah.
Well, this is still the same, but it's like this,
yeah.
So that the regular is like the ethyl was.
Well. And I have trouble keeping plenty of gas in the Jeep because kids like it so much.
It's not the kind of gas, it's the amount.
Yes. And the exhaust, you know, they broke it. How they broke it was going over down the creek bed and up it. I know that's how they broke that exhaust.
It's playing a game, huh?
Just to say that Jeep would go anywhere. So then he's having put on it, new exhaust put on it. I couldn't drive it to Hollywood, it's so noisy.
Yeah, they sound like a bunch of dynamite going on.
Yeah, they do when they exhaust that way. They don't sound quite so bad when the exhaust is.
Well, what expression would you use if somebody left town very quickly?
Left in a hurry.
And if somebody sets up a tripod with a block and tackle to lift something, you'd say he's going to do what to it?
Hoist.
Hoist?
Hoist.
Uh-huh.
I have a chain hoist now. It's real handy. My neighbors all borrow.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it nice to have something handy like that? If you have a man who works for wages on the farm, what's he called?
Hired hand. We used to have walking cultivators, where we always had to have a hired hand in the spring.
To follow the cultivator.
Uh-huh, and at those days we got him for $16 a month and done his washing and boarding.
Uh-huh.
But that's pretty cheap.
Of course, that $16 was...
It was hard to get in those days.
It was hard to get, and probably 14 of that was profit.
Yeah.
Figure his clothes and not much else. What's the difference between a steak and a stob?
I never heard of a stob.
A stob, that's farther south, huh?
Oh, a steak.
A steak, you know, driving a steak.
Oh, a stob, oh yes. Well, we just call it a steak. I never called it stob.
Call it a steak.
I've heard it called stob, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard it called stob, and I was just trying to find out if there's a difference.
I don't think there is. Yeah, stob is the same thing, a steak drove in the ground.
How high would you say your ceilings are here?
Well, I think they're about 7.5. And these are not 8-foot ceilings, are they?
Hmm?
These are not 8-foot ceilings.
They might be.
Well, they're a little bit high, I think.